Well, it's good to be with you once again, and I'm glad to see a number of you here tonight. And I thought before my message this evening, I would show you some pictures of our five-month-old. And you haven't seen her for a little while, and so I thought we'd do that tonight. We went to Hershey's, and there is a lot of drool on her chin, and we figured that would be a good time to take the picture.
Hershey Park, 跟小孩子嘴巴上有很多的口水，我们觉得这是很好的一个机会来照相的机会。
I posted this picture on the Hershey website, hoping that we'd win like some $50,000 scholarship, but we didn't do it.
我们把这个照片呢，posted在这个 Hershey的这个网络上，我们希望能够得到一笔很大的奖学金。
All right, next picture. The Steelers. Yes.
Steelers, the football.
That was, I think, the second game of the season, but she just looked too cute. Okay, go ahead. I think there's two more, yep. And that's just cute. Isn't it cute? Isn't it cute? All right. And then one more. This was her first semi-fancy meal at St. Andrew's Cafe at the Culinary Institute. So we had to dress her up a little bit for that. We felt like we needed to, but anyway. So I thought I'd give you a little update. She's 5 months tomorrow. And it's gone by very fast. All right, well, very good. Turn in your Bibles with me, if you would, to Galatians chapter 5. We are going to continue in our journey with the idea of developing our character, and we've been looking at the fruit of the Spirit in this passage. Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 through 26. If you don't have a Bible with you, there is one in your row, or you can use the back of your bulletin here this evening. All right, here's what it says. Verse 22, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness.
圣灵所结的果子就是仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善。
The fruit of the Spirit is also gentleness and self-control. And against such things, there is no law.
温柔节制，这样的事没有律法禁止。
Those who have been, belong to Jesus Christ have crucified the sinful nature with its passions and desires.
凡属基督耶稣的人是已经把肉体的邪情私欲同钉在十字架上了。
Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit.
我们若是靠圣灵得生，就当靠圣灵行事。
And let us not become conceited, provoking and envying one another.
不要贪图虚名，彼此惹气，互相嫉妒。
Let me pray for us tonight.
好，让我们一起来祷告。
God, we come before you as we break open your word, your truth.
主，我们来到你的面前，我们打开你的话语。
And I pray that the power of your Holy Spirit would work on each of our hearts and minds.
主，愿你圣灵在我们的心中，在我们的头脑里做工。
And God, I pray that there would be some deep-seated transformation that happens as a result of looking at this idea of developing our character throughout this entire series.
主，我们愿意借着我们对圣灵的果所结的果子的探讨，我们的生命能够有根本的改变转变。
I pray that you would anoint my lips as I speak and anoint our ears as we hear tonight. We love you in your name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. All right, let me ask you a little question tonight. We'll do a little bit of a quiz to start us off. What do you think of when you hear the word goodness? What comes to your mind? How about we do this? I'm going to say a word, and all you need to do is to shout out whether you think that word is good or bad. Okay? Let's try that.
Okay, 好，今天晚上呢，我们来做这样的一个小测验。那我接下来会说出一些词汇，然后大家听到这个词汇的时候，你可以大声的说出你认为这个词汇代表的是一个好、良善的、好的意思，还是带着一个不好的意思。
All right, here we go. Here's the quiz. Just shout out good or bad. Vacation.
假期.
Good, good. Debt.
债务。
The Yankees.
洋基队。
Oh, we got a mixed, there's a mixed group there, all right. The Mets. Bad. Politics.
政治家政客。
Reality TV.
情景电视。
Winter.
冬天。
Fast food. Oh, that was kind of a little bit of mixed.
快餐。
All right. Did we do fast food?
Yes, 快餐。
Okay. Vegetables.
蔬菜。
Oh my goodness, bad. All right, country music.
乡村音乐。
Country music. All right, rock music.
摇滚乐。
Sport coats.
这个外套。
What happened to yours?
Oh,
no, I don't. I'm just teasing you. I'm just teasing you. All right, very good. Here's my thought for us. I would guess that for the most part,Not only do we have varying opinions of what things are good or bad, but I would also guess that if we were to do a survey today and ask everyone what they thought good or goodness meant, we'd also come up with some varying definitions.
那我想我们大家可能在座的很多弟兄姐妹可能对什么是好、什么是坏、什么是良善都有不同的定义。如果在这里问大家定义这个良善的定义的话，可能大家的定义都各种各样不同。
So we have to use our Webster's Dictionary to find a working definition for us. And this is what Webster's Dictionary suggests that goodness is.
那我们必须来借助于字典。所以这接下面呢是关于韦氏字典的给出的良善的定义。
Goodness is having the proper qualities.
那良善就是表示有好的品质。
Goodness is honorable, enjoyable, pleasant, virtuous, kind, dutiful, and devout.
是让人尊敬的，也是使人愉悦的，也是讨人喜欢的，有好的品德，也是善良的，而且是尽职的，投入的。
And by definition, if you and I possess these qualities, then we are good.
那根据这样的定义的话，如果我们大家能有这样的品质的话，那我们就是认为是被认为是良善的。
But there might be a problem.
但是可能我们这里还是有个麻烦。
I wonder if this whole idea of goodness has too broad of a scale.
但是我们看到这里关于良善这个定义其实是有点包含了太多的范围，太广的面。
I wonder if by lumping all the things that we think are good together is really taken away from those things that are truly good.
我在想说，如果我们把所有的这些好像良善的这方面都放在一起的话，我们是不是真正的能够抓住良善的这样的定义含义？
And tonight I want to talk to you about those things that are truly good, and I want to talk to us about seven truths of goodness.
今天晚上呢，我想跟大家一起分享一下什么样是真正的良善，特别是要讨论一下关于良善的七个这样的方面的。
So if you're taking notes, I want to encourage you to do that tonight, and we'll jump right into our message here this evening.
所以大家可以来记笔记啊，我们等一下就可以开始今天的讨论。
When we look to the scripture to bring out truth for our lives, and when we talk about this idea of goodness, we have to know that first of all, God is the standard of goodness.
当我们来看看我们要如何活出我们真的生命，活出一个良善的生命的时候，我们必须要认知到主才是真正的良善的标准。
It's a familiar story found in Luke chapter 18, and the rich young ruler came up to Jesus and he said, "Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?"
我们知道在路加福音十八章有让大家一个很熟悉的一个故事一个富有的官他来问耶稣说良善的夫子我怎样才能够承受永生的生命
And Jesus thought for a moment and he replied Why do you call me good? Because no one is good but God alone
那耶稣想了一下就回答说你为什么叫我是良善的夫子其实除了神以外没有别的良善的人
And I wonder if sometimes, if the way that we determine whether we are good or not is by comparing ourselves to people around us.
我想我们很多时候，当我们决定我们自己是不是良善的时候，我们都是把自己和我们周围的人来比较。
In the story in Luke chapter 18, we find that the rich young ruler did exactly that.
我们看到这个路加福音十八章的这个年轻的富有的官，他就正是做了这样的比较。
He was basically saying to Jesus and asking Jesus, well, how good do I have to be to make it into heaven?
他其实就是在对耶稣说，我必须要做得怎么样的好才能够进天国呢？
I followed all of the commandments since I was a young child.
他说我遵守了神所有的一切的诫命。
I've done everything according to the book.
他说我做的一切都是根据神的教导。
I've checked off the list of all the good things that I've ever done.
那我有看的检查说我所做的一切都是好的。
And if nothing else, I'm a whole lot better than the majority of people around here.
而且更重要的是，我比我周围的很多人都要好很多。
And as we think about developing our character,
当我们来看看我们怎么培养我们的品格的时候。
And if we are going to be real honest tonight, isn't it true that at times in our lives we see the same tendency of comparing ourselves to other people?
当我们如果真的是用诚实的心来面对自己的时候，我们是不是发现我们在很多时候我们也用同样的办法来和我们周围的人来比较？
The rich young ruler did.
这位年轻富有的官他有这样做。
But friends, I ask you tonight that we don't do that, that we don't compare ourselves to
other people. 朋友们，今天晚上我就跟大家说，我们不应该要这样做。
One of the issues, though, with that makes it rather difficult is that we have this built-in self-serving bias in our lives.
其实因为在我们每一个人的我们生命里，我们思想里面都已经有一个建立了一个利己的这样的一个偏见。
If we were to take out a piece of paper tonight, and I would ask each of us to mark on a scale of 1 to 10 about how good we think we are, most of us would rank ourselves in the 8, 9, or 10 range.
如果给大家一张纸一支笔的话，如果要大家能够来看一看自己，写一写自己大概有多少，如果按一到十的这样的一个标尺，我想大家都很会认为自己可能好到了大概八九分或者到十分的地步。
Which is good for self-confidence and self-esteem, but perhaps it's a bit self-serving.
所以从自尊或者是自己的这个想法来说的话，其实是不错的。但是可能这个不是很客观。
There was a survey done a number of years ago where over 829,000 high school students who were taking the SAT, and on that survey, 0% rated themselves as below average in their ability to get along with others.
在有一个这样的一个调查里面，有829,000的这个学生，他们有参加这个 SAT 的考试，他们接受一个调查，但其中有只有。其中是没有任何一个人把自己认为是低于平均水平，关于和人相处方面。
On that same survey, 25% of the students that took the survey rated themselves in the top 1% of their ability to get along with others.
那其中有25%的人把自己放的是 top 这个最好的这个1%中间，说他们和人的交往是在最好的1%当中。
94% of college faculty think that they are better than their faculty colleagues.
有94%的大学的老师教授，他们认为比他们周围的那些教授要好。
And most drivers, even the ones that get into accidents, see themselves as better drivers than the other drivers that are on the road.
那绝大多数的这些开车的人，尽管他们可能很多时候也会遇到一些这样进入到事故的麻烦当中，但是他们大部分人都认为自己要比路上开车的其他的那些开车的人要好。
Married people typically give themselves more credit for household chores and for taking care of the kids than they give their spouses credit for.
那已经结婚的这些夫妇俩，可能经常都会认为自己在家务事方面或照顾孩子方面做的比对方要多。
My wife is not here, so you cannot prove this, but I'm sure I do 70% of the things around the house.
我太太不在这个地方，她所以没有办法能够来证明。但是我真的认为我做了家务事的70%。
She may disagree with me, but she's not here to defend this statement, so that's okay.
她也许不同意我的意见，但她现在不在这个地方，没有办法来反驳我。
The average American family feels that they are twice as likely as their neighbor to follow the Ten Commandments.
那我们看到大概有平均所有的这个美国的家庭都认为他们比他们的邻居要。更加愿意来执行神的诫命实诫。
And we have this self-serving bias in us that says we are good and we are so good that we are better than the majority of people around us.
我们大家每个人都有一个这样利己的这样的一个偏见，认为我们比我们周围的人要好。
And the and when we start asking ourselves a question, and the answer to this problem that we have, the self-serving bias problem, is the reality that Jesus, in one brief conversation with a rich young ruler, he set the standard of what being good was all about.
那当我们来讨论这个关于我们刚才讲的每个人都有一个利己的这样的偏见的问题的时候，我们发现耶稣在和这位年轻的富有的官讨论的时候，他为良善做了一个美好的定义，关于什么是良善的定义。
And Jesus is saying in this passage, the story with the rich young ruler, that there is a source of goodness, and guess what? It's not you, and it's not me.
耶稣对他说，我们良善有一个源泉，唯一的源泉，不是你，也不是我。
The standard of goodness, the source of goodness, is God alone. He is the standard of all that is good.
良善的源头，良善的标准在于神。
Number two tonight.
那第二条。
We cannot separate what is good from God.
我们没有办法把神和好和良善之间分开。
Psalm 16 verse 2.
在诗篇十六篇的第二节。
Says this, I said to the Lord, Thou art my Lord.
他说我的心呢，你曾对耶和华说。
There is no good in me besides you.
你是我的主，我的好处不在你以外。
We simply cannot separate good or goodness from God.
我们实在没有办法把好或者是良善和神分离开。
And what's happened is this, in our culture has tamed the idea of what it means to be good.
那我们的文化当中，我们都影响到了我们每个人对于什么是好的这样的一个认知。
Our schools try to teach our kids about good values and morality without teaching about God.
那在学校当中，我们学校要教导孩子什么是好，什么是好的品质，什么是好的价值，但是他们却没有教导神。
The media does the same exact thing.
那媒体媒介也是在做同样的事情。
And what has happened is that we've tamed this idea of goodness to the point that we live in a constant state of mediocrity, thinking that mediocrity is all good.
我们对良善的这样的定义有这样的一个影响，以至于我们认为所认为的良善其实不过是一个平庸。
And friends, we cannot separate what is good from God.
朋友们，我们真的没有办法能够把良善美好和神分离开。
This idea of mediocrity has infiltrated our culture for years and years.
我们知道这个很平庸的这个所谓的良善已经渗透到我们文化当中，我们生活当中。
And we've settled for if things are just good enough, then that's okay.
它进入到我们生活当中已经有很多年，让我们每一个人都认为好像一个平庸的好就是好。
There was an article some time ago, and it said this: if 99.9% was good enough.Then,
说有这样的一个文章，有以前有这样一个文章提到，如果我们大家都满足于平庸的好的话，那99%点的好，那表示
，then 2 million documents would be lost by the Internal Revenue Service this year.
那表示每一年有200万的这个文件会被 IRS 税务局来流。
If 99, oh sorry, go ahead.
Sorry, 丢失的。
If 99.9% was good enough, then 22,000 checks will be deducted from the wrong bank accounts in the next hour.
那如果是99.9%的好就算好的话，那在每一个小时我们会有22,000的支票从错误的账户中被取走钱。
If 99.9% was good enough, then 1,314 telephone calls will be misplaced every minute.
如果99.9%就算好的话，那在每一分钟，我们会有1300多个电话会接出现。
If 99.9% was good enough, then 12 babies will be given to the wrong parents each day.
如果99.9%也足够好的话，那每一天，那会有12个小 baby 会被给错父母。
If 99.9% was good enough, then 5.5 million cases of soda will be produced over the next 12 months, and they will be too flat to drink.
如果99.9%是都是好的话，那我们在接下来一年当中，我们会有550万份的这个汽水会生产，而这汽水却味道完全没有办法喝。
And if 99.9% was good enough, 20,000 incorrect drug prescriptions will be written out over the next year.
那如果 99.9% 是好的话，那我们知道在接下来一年当中，我们会有20,000个左右的这个药方会被错写。
When it comes to our relationship with God, when it comes to this idea of goodness, friends, we cannot separate what is good from God.
主，当我们在讨论我们和神的关系的时候，我们知道没有任何一个事情能够让神和良善之间能够分离。
Because when we fail to understand what goodness is and the fullness of what it is, we will settle for mediocrity in our lives.
因为当我们没有完全能够领会良善的丰富的含义、全备的含义的时候，我们就会满足于一种平庸的良善。
Not only is God the standard for goodness, and not only can we not separate what is good from God, but number three tonight is we, all of us, have the potential for good.
不但神是良善的标准，不但我们没有办法把良善和神分开，今天我们也第三点我们要讨论的就是我们每一位弟兄姐妹，我们都有这样的潜能，能够成为美好。
Ephesians chapter 2 verse 10 says this for us.
在以弗所书第二章第十节有这样说到。
It says that we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works.
以弗所书第二章第十节说，我们原是他的工作，在基督耶稣里造成的，为要叫我们行善，就是神所预备叫我们行的。
And those good works are things that God has already prepared in advance for us to do.
就是为了叫我们行善，就是神所预备叫我们行的。
God created us with the potential for good.
神造了我们，让我们有这样的潜能，可以成为良善。
Why did God save us?
为什么神要来拯救我们呢？
Did God send His Son to die for us so that we could just live self-indulgent lives, and were we saved or were we saved for a higher purpose?
神差遣他的爱子为我们受死，他的目的是为了让我们就是过一个自我沉醉的生活呢，还是让我们有一个更高的目标？
I love the passage in John chapter 10 verse 10 where Jesus says that he has come so that you and I might have life, and that we might have life more abundantly.
在我很喜欢在约翰福音第十章第十节说到，耶稣说他来是让我们得生命，而且得更丰盛的生命。
And friends, I don't believe for a minute that God sacrificed his, or Jesus sacrificed his own life so that we could be self-indulgent and self-serving.
朋友们，我从来都不认为神献上他的爱子为我们的罪而死，就是为了让我们过一个自我放纵的生活。
God has a job for us to do.
神为我们有美好的计划，有工作让我们去做。
And as we are developing our character, we have to know and understand that one of the ways we grow in Christ is to work for Christ.
在我们培养我们的品格的时候，我们应该要知道，有一个办法能够让我们在耶稣里面成长，那就是侍奉他。
We have the potential for good.
我们有这样的潜能，可以成为美好良善。
Statistically, in any church that would be studied, we always have around the same statistics.
在每一个教会我们进行这样的统计的话，我们可能都会得到接下来的这样一个答案。
20% of the people do most of the work.
其中20%的同工做绝大部分的施工。
60% of the people just kind of linger or help out once in a while if they're there.
大概60%的同工可能是平常在看一看，有时候来帮帮忙。
And then the remaining 20% of the people just simply show up on Sundays.
那最后的20%的话，只是在星期天来教会做下礼拜。
And my question for you tonight is this: what category do you find yourself fitting into?
那我今天晚上给大家的问题是，你认为你自己是在这其中的哪一个类别里面呢？
And the reason I ask is not to see if I can guilt you into some area of service in the life of your church.
那我问你这个问题的目的不是为了让你觉得好像很内疚，让你来做任何一件事情。
My reason for asking is because I desperately want the church, the community of God, the fellowship of believers.
那我问你这样的目的，就是想让我们的教会，我们所有神的家。
I desperately want to see the church live a life of abundance and to realize our potential for doing good that will make a lasting impact on the kingdom.
我想看到是我们神的家能够成长，看我们神的家，我们的弟兄姐妹都来侍奉神，来对神国有一个美好的作用。
And friends, no matter where you are at in your spiritual journey, you have the potential for good because you were created for good in the image of God.
弟兄姐妹，不论你在你的属灵生命的任什么的阶段，你都有这样的潜能，能够成为美好，成为良善，因为你是照着神的样式，神的形象所造。
Number four tonight.
今天晚上的第四条。
We are also called to imitate what is good.
那我们现在说，我们也来，也被神的呼召来效法良善。
Third John chapter 1 verse 11 says this.
在约翰三书第一章第十一节。
It says, "Dear friend, never imitate evil."
亲爱的弟兄们，不要效法恶。
But imitate good.
只要效法善。
The person who does good is from God.
行善的属乎神。
But the person who does evil has never seen God.
行恶的未曾见过神。
And we are all called to be Christ-like.
我们基督徒都被叫做好像是小基督，像基督一样。
And that means that we are to imitate Christ as much as possible.
那就告诉我们说，我们要效法基督。
And what we're talking about here is really an issue of spiritual maturity or growing up in Christ.
这就是讨论我们属灵的成熟度和我们如何在耶稣基督里成长。
A group of 5 to 8-year-old children were asked this question, what does it mean to be grown up? And these were some of their answers.
但有一群5到8岁的小孩子，他们有被问这样的一个问题，说什么样表示是你已经长大了。
David, age 7, said, well,You know you're grown up when your clothes don't fit anymore.
那一位7岁的小孩子叫 David， 他说：“你知道你已经长大了。如果你的衣服已经没有穿不下的时候。”
Angie, age 6, said that she believed being grown up meant being able to ride her bike with no training wheels on it.
那一位叫 Angie 的小朋友，他6岁，他说他认为长大了就是你当你骑自行车的时候，你已经不再需要两个辅助的轮子。
Amanda, age 5.Said that you're grown up when you can cross the street by yourself and run your own bath water.
那5岁的 Amanda 就说，你长大了，就是当你自己可以过马路的时候，也是你自己可以给你自己放洗澡水的时候。
Ronnie, age 8, said, "Well, you're grown up when you get scared at night and you don't have to run into mommy's room anymore."
那8岁的 Ronnie 就说，你长大了，就表示说，当你即使晚上你很害怕的时候，你也不会再跑到你妈妈的房间里。
Lisa said, "You're grown up when you're 30."
Lisa 就说你到了30岁的时候你就长大了。
Sherry said, "You're grown up when you stop growing old, when you stop going to work, and you become a mom."
那 Sherry 就说你当你开始去工作，成为一个母亲的时候你就长大了。
And then Eric, age 5, he said, "Well, you know you're grown up when you have wrinkles on your face and you look in the mirror and say, 'Oh no.'"
那5岁的 Eric 就说，你当你长大的时候，你就会发现说你的脸上会有皱纹。当你看到镜子里的你的时候，你就会说，哦，糟糕。
And I suppose there's a measure of truth in all of their answers, but when we're talking about growing up in Christ, imitating what is good, we need to hear the words of Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 1.
那我想他们在刚才所提到那些都有一定的道理。但是当我们来讨论在基督里成长，来效法美好的效法良善的时候，我们需要来看一看保罗在哥林多前书一章中所提到的。
And Paul says here, he says, "Follow my example as I follow the example of Christ."
保罗在哥林多前书11章1节说，你们该效法我，像我效法基督一样。
And then again in Philippians chapter 4, verse 9, he advises us, whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or have seen in me, put it into practice And the God of peace will be with you.
在腓立比书第四章第九节这样说道，你们在我身上所学习的，所领受的，所听见的，所看见的，这些事你们都要去行，赐平安的神就必与你们同在。
Friends, we are called to imitate what is good.
朋友们，我们神呼召教导我们说，我们要去效法良善。
And we have to ask ourselves the question today, what am I imitating?
那今天晚上我们要问自己的问题就是，我们有向谁来效法呢？
Thought number five for us tonight.
那今天晚上我们讨论的第五条是，
We have to depend on God's Spirit to cultivate goodness in our lives.
我们一定要依赖神的圣灵来帮助我们培养我们的良善。
2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 16 says this.
在提摩太后书第三章十六节有这样提到，
says all scripture is God breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness.
提摩太后书第三章十六节说，圣经都是神所默示的，与教训、督责、使人归正、教导人学义，都是有益的。
And it's useful in these areas so that the man of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work.
叫属神的人得以完全预备行各样的善事。
Well, how do we cultivate goodness in our lives?
那我们在我们生命当中，我们怎么样来培养这些良善呢？
I think there are three things that we can do.
我想说大概有三点。
One, we can confess our sins and our weaknesses.
第一，我们就是要来承认我们的罪性和我们的软弱。
And it's not usually fun when we have to acknowledge those sins and those weaknesses. But when we do that, God can continue to do a good work in our lives.
我想我们大家可能没有谁喜欢来承认我们自己的软弱或者是自己的罪性。但是当我们做到这一点的时候，神就继续会在我们身上动他的善工。
It's kind of like just pruning a rose bush. When you prune back the branches that are not producing,You make it a healthier rose bush that is able to grow once again.
那这就像给玫瑰花来剪枝一样，当你把那些不开花的枝子剪去的时候，那些开花的枝子就可以长得更加的茂盛。
And our lives are exactly the same. When we confess our sins and our weaknesses, it's as though God is pruning us so that we can cultivate goodness in our lives.
那我们的生命，属灵的生命也是如此。当我们承认我们自己的软弱和罪性的时候，神就会他的大能的手就会来修剪我们，让我们能够有更美善良善的生命。
The second way we can cultivate goodness in our lives is to simply get into God's word.
那第二项就是我们要能够明白神的话语。
We just simply have to set up a time when we can get into God's word because it is the bread of life for you and for me.
我们要进入神的话语，我们就应该要花一段的时间，我们来读神的话语。神的话语是我们生命的灵粮。
And if we want to cultivate goodness every day, we need to be in God's word every day.
所以说我们每天都要能够培养我们的良善的话，我们每天都需要神的话语的喂养。
And then the third way that we can cultivate goodness is by serving others.
那第三点就是我们能够来彼此的服侍。
If you haven't found a place of ministry yet, I just shared a similar message on serving others this morning with my congregation. But my encouragement to you would be to get involved in ministry and start making a difference.
那今天早上正道当中也提到同样的事情。我说如果你能够找到一项施工的话，能够来侍奉的话，我鼓励大家都能够找到这样的一份施工来侍奉，彼此侍奉。
God wants to cultivate goodness in our lives.And it's not going to happen if we are spiritually lazy.
神愿意让我们的生命中的良善不断的成长，但是这样的事情不会发生，如果我们的属灵生命是，如果我们的属灵上是非常的懒惰的话。
We have to depend on God to stir our hearts and our minds toward goodness.
我们需要靠神来激动我们的心，让我们有这样的心，有这样的愿意来。不断地向着良善来前行。
But ultimately, he will leave the decision always up to us, whether we seek out good things or otherwise.
但是最终来说，神还是会把这样的决定放在我们的手中。 不论我们是愿意去照这样去行或者是不是。
Number six, there is good news to be shared.
那第六项就是有神的福音美好的消息可以跟众人分享。
Acts chapter 5 verse 42 says this.
在使徒行传第五章四十二节有这样提到。
Day after day in the temple courts and from house to house, they never stopped teaching and proclaiming the good news of Jesus Christ.
他们就每日在殿里在家里不住地教训人传耶稣是基督。
In Matthew 28, we find the great commission where Jesus says to his disciples and to you and I, go and make disciples preaching the good news.
在马太福音28章说神也要我们成为他的门徒去传扬他的福音。
There is good news that you and I are responsible to share with people.
使众人成为神的门徒。我们有这样的一个责任要把神的福音传递出去。
And then number seven tonight, our destiny is determined by God's good grace.
那第七项就是说我们的最终的目的地目标都是靠着神的恩典。
It's a little bit lengthy, but here in Titus chapter 3, verses 3 through 7, it speaks some powerful truth into our lives regarding God's good grace.
那在提多书的第三章第三节到第七节有谈到神在我们生命当中他的美好的心意。
Says this, at one time, we too were foolish, disobedient, and or deceived and enslaved by all kinds of passions and pleasures.
说我们从前也是无知、悖逆、受迷惑，服侍各种各样私欲和厌乐。
We lived in malice and envy, being hated and hating one another.
常存恶毒、嫉妒的心，是可恨的。
But when the kindness and love of God our Savior appeared, He saved us, not because of the righteous things that we had done, but because of His mercy.
又是彼此相恨，但到了神向我们救主的恩慈，神我们救主的恩慈和他向人所施的慈爱显现的时候，他便救了我们，并不是因为我们自喜自己所行的义。
He saved us through the washing of rebirth and renewal by the Holy Spirit, whom He poured out on us generously through Jesus Christ our Savior.
乃是照他的怜悯，借着重生的喜和圣灵的更新，圣灵就是神借着耶稣基督，我们救主厚厚浇灌在我们身上的。
So that, having been justified by His grace,
好叫我们因他的恩得称为义。
We might become heirs having the hope of eternal life.
可以凭着永生的盼望成为后嗣。
And friends, you and I cannot be right with God aside from accepting what Christ has done for us.
主我们没有朋友们我们没有别的可以做的我们只能够接受神为我们预备的恩典。
Our destiny is determined by God's good grace alone.
我们的终极的目标目的都是因为神的美好的恩典做决定。
And as I close tonight, here is just my final thought.
在我们今天结束今天的正道之前这是我今天要提到的最后一点。
Goodness is an indication that we are allowing the Holy Spirit to guide and control our lives because of our actions, our attitudes, and our speech give clear evidence of that guidance and control.
良善就是表示我们让圣灵完全地掌管我们的行动来掌管我们的生命因为我们不论是我们的生命或者我们的行动或者是我们的态度或者是我们所说的一切的话都是成为圣灵所掌控我们的美好的一个见证。
My encouragement to you tonight is to develop this character trait of goodness in your lives.
那今天晚上我要给大家分享的就是希望大家都能够在生命当中培养良善的这个美好的品质。
Let's pray.
那我们一起来祷告。
God, we thank you for this message tonight about goodness.
主我们为着今天晚上良善的这样的一个信息我们向你献上感谢。
And God, my hope for us tonight is that we can develop this character trait in our lives.
主，我们要祷告的就是愿意我们在我们的生命当中能够培养出良善的这样的果子。
And we know that to do that, it's ultimately our decision, but it's your work of the Holy Spirit in that accomplishes this task.
主，我们知道要做到这一点是我们自己的一个决定，但是主，我们也知道啊，一切的成就都是因为你的圣灵在我们生命中所做的工。
And so we thank you in advance for the work that you'll do in us for this coming week.
主，我们为着接下来这个星期啊，你的大能的手在我们身上做了美好的工，我们献上我们的感谢。
We love you and we praise your name tonight. Amen.
我们爱你，我们奉你的名祷告。